Tweet It, written by Of Little Use and read by Eos Rose. Sam Winchester had seen a lot of weird shit. He had been a hunter since he was a kid, which required seeing things that normal people would go their whole lives without seeing, such as vampires, werewolves, demons, and ghosts. Even for a hunter, he and his brother had seen things which most people wouldn't believe in a million years. He'd been to heaven and hell, been stuck in TV land, and survived the apocalypse. He had never thought that he would ever end up in a dimension where his and his brother's lives were a television show, and everyone thought that they were the actors who portrayed the brothers in the little cult show that had miraculously made it into a sixth season. The entire situation was odd, but only turned odder when one of the assistants dragged Jared away for an interview. It was impossible not to sound like a complete idiot. How was he supposed to know what was going to happen in his future? It was his future, and now that he was demon blood free for 1 year and counting, he was visionless. And how was he supposed to comment on a show that he knew nothing about? As he finally escaped, being sure to file away the new information he had gathered from the interviewer, the small assistant with a mop of curly hair ran up to him. "Jared, here's your phone back. Just make sure you turn it off, or Bob will really not give it back." She smiled shyly, passing Sam a cell that he had never seen before. "Thanks," Sam muttered, pocketing the phone. With relief, he saw his brother stalking across set towards him. Excusing himself, he made to join him. The cell phone lay forgotten in the pocket of Jared's outer jacket. Misha Collins could not believe it. Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles, or J2 as the fans called them, had not only played a prank on him, but they had played one on him together. Maybe, finally, hopefully, after 6 years of solid resigned politeness and prima donna behavior, the boys were finally getting their heads out of their collective asses. Sure, the joke was a bit lame. Really, pretending to be Sam and Dean? It was not even close to the time Jared had posted a picture of Misha in drag around the set and had then called him Princess for the next few weeks. How Jared had gotten that picture was a bit of a mystery. Misha figured one of the crew who followed him on Twitter must have sent it to him. In hindsight, posting a picture of himself in drag on Twitter was probably not the smartest move. But a fan had asked for one, and he could never turn down a request as strange and bizarre as that. His friends kept trying to warn him that he was addicted to the social media website, and he fully agreed with them. Which was why, as Jared and Jensen walked away, Misha could not help but pull out his phone and send a quick text to let the world know of this new development on set. At Misha Collins. "Hola, Misha amigos. J2 got me good. Really starting to feel like one of the guys." "What the hell is up with the names around here?" Dean lamented as they stormed away from the fake Castiel. Sam just nodded along, trying to get his brain wrapped around what was happening to them. Why would an angel want to send them to this alternate reality? Why give them the key in the first place? His phone vibrated in his pocket and he flipped it open. "Hola, Misha amigos?" Wait, this wasn't Sam's phone. This was Jared's phone, and Jared had just received a text from Twitter from Misha Collins. Misha? The guy they had thought was Castiel? There was mention of J2. Jared and Jensen? That made sense. It must be a sort of nickname for Sam and Dean's actors. Putting away the cell phone, Sam glanced back at the fake Castiel. He felt his stomach clench as he saw that the other man was still standing where they had left him, but the intense blue gaze, which felt wrong belonging to someone other than Cass, was watching as they walked away. For the first time, Sam started to wonder what sort of relationships these alter egos of theirs might have. Misha sat at the picnic table, missing little guy number two, as he liked to think of him. The PA was new to the crew and had taken to following Misha around on set. The guy was nice and fun to talk to, kind of like a puppy. Misha liked puppies. Little guy number two was MIA, checking something on set, which meant Misha was sitting by himself at the far picnic bench. He supposed he could have gone back to his trailer, but the drizzly Vancouver day had finally opened up to blue skies, and Misha knew it was too rare an opportunity to waste inside. Pulling out his phone, he quickly typed a 140-character message to his followers. He could always rely on them to cheer him up. It was only after the message was sent out to his Mishamigos when he saw the most unbelievable, horrifying sight ever. Jared and Jensen had just walked over to the food table. Together. They seemed to be hanging out. At Misha Collins. Missing my usual lunch date. So lonely. Frowny face. Jared's phone buzzed in Sam's pocket. Curiosity getting the better of him, Sam looked to see who the message was from. It might hold some clue about his mysterious alter ego. Missing my usual lunch date. So lonely. Lunch date? As Dean piled food a mile high on his plate, Sam scanned the crowd. Sure enough, Misha was sitting by himself, staring at Sam. Glancing away, he tried not to jump to any conclusions, but between the tweet and the staring, Sam couldn't help but wonder if there was more between Misha and Jared. It would figure that his alter ego was a gay actor. Dean would never let him live it down. Jensen! A voice called out, causing both brothers to jump. Right, Jensen was Dean. Sharing a slightly alarmed look, they turned to face the crew member who was running up to them, waving his clipboard. Jensen! Your agent just called, said it was super important that you took it. She's on line one. Do you want to take it in the office or your trailer? Trailer? Dean said, sending panicked looks at Sam, silently pleading for help. There was nothing he could do, though. The small crew member, PA, if Sam remembered correctly, was already dragging Dean away, chatting a mile a minute. Sam was left standing by the food buffet table, holding his plate filled with salad. Glancing around, he figured he should try not to bring attention to himself. If he, Jared Padalecki, normally ate with Misha, and the guy was still staring at him oddly, then he should join the co-star. He had just started to make up his mind when the phone in his pocket buzzed again. Misha couldn't help but stare at the beautiful, bright rainbow right behind the Sasquatch figure known as Jared Padalecki. The rainbow was so large and colorful that Misha felt the need to tweet it. Smiling, he started to type. At Misha Collins. You Mishamigos should be jealous. Beautiful view at lunch. Wink. Sam felt his heart miss a beat. Misha was still staring at him with a happy, dazed smile when Sam glanced up from his phone. Oh God, they were a couple. Sam hoped that Jared wasn't the type for PDAs, because Sam could not handle that right now. Trying to calm his frayed nerves, he walked over to Misha's table. Hey, Sam said, cursing himself inwardly. He hardly sounded like a boyfriend. Quickly sitting down across from Misha, he shoveled as many leafy greens into his mouth as he could handle to save himself from further conversation. Hey, Misha replied, eyeing Sam warily. Sam wondered what he did wrong. What other possible greetings could Jared normally say? Hello, darling? Looking good? Hey, sexy? So, you and Jensen, huh? Misha finally asked, sending a glance toward Sam as he kept mixing the granola into his yogurt. Jensen? Right. Jensen was Dean's alter ego in this place. Even though Sam had grown up with aliases and cover stories, it threw him off that this time the cover story was already made and the names weren't some classic rock band. It was hard to remember. Who named their kid Jensen anyways? Then it made sense. Misha was probably jealous, especially after Sam had stormed off with Dean earlier that day when they had learned he wasn't Castiel. Right, Sam said, trying to cover up his confusion. That was nothing, just going over some acting stuff. Right, like being in character before. Misha smiled. It was a disarming smile. He looked nothing like Castiel when he did that. It was brilliant and goofy and made Sam want to smile back at him. He hadn't seen anyone smile so openly, so freely, in years. It's just you two don't normally, you know, talk. What? Sam asked, trying to break free from the daze induced by Misha's smile. You and Jensen. It's weird to see you two talking. Misha shrugged and continued eating. Oh, Sam glanced around at the crew members. That would explain the odd glances he and Dean had been getting. Right, we were just in character. Why do we not talk again? Jensen and I? Misha looked at him, raising an eyebrow. Not sure. Happened before I joined. Right, Sam laughed, trying to cover up his awkwardness. Because you joined when we met Castiel. We being, you know, the characters. Sam and Dean met Castiel. Misha's knee bumped against Sam's under the table, causing a jolt deep in his gut. Trying to ignore the automatic reaction to move his knee away, Sam took a deep breath. If he was going to do the whole boyfriend thing, he might as well do the job right. Misha went to move his knee away. He wasn't sure what was happening with Jared, but he liked the change. While before Jared had been a nice guy to look at, he had been a bit of an ass. This new Jared was a surprise. The change, whatever it was, made him much more likable, even attractive. Equally surprising besides this new personality was when Jared rubbed his knee gently across Misha's and slipped his leg so it rested oh so casually against his. He tried to ignore the jolt of unexpected desire. He had never found Padalecki desirable before. Misha had long ago gotten over working with attractive men, but this was different. It was like an entirely new person was sitting across from him, and his body was screaming, "Just jump him!" Jensen chose that moment to interrupt. "Sam," he said before sliding an unreadable glance at Misha. "I mean, Jared. We need to talk." "Right," Jared said, sending Misha a regretful expression. As the two of them walked away, it was not Misha's fault that he took the opportunity to check out Jared's fine ass. This was bad. Nothing could happen. Jared was married, and he was normally a jerk. Misha had no idea what had gotten into him today, but he couldn't help but hope the change was permanent. Jared's phone buzzed, and as Sam checked it, he couldn't help but smile. At Misha Collins. In my humble opinion, today's lunch was the most pleasurable meal ever. Dean didn't know what Sam's problem was. He kept fidgeting with Jared Pattisomething's phone. It wouldn't have bothered Dean if the little jeweled JP didn't keep glinting up at him. Between Sam annoying him with his phone fidgeting, the fake car, the PAs, and a show that chronicled their messed up lives, Dean felt a very nasty headache developing behind his eyes. "Stop it," Dean hissed, leaning back on the bench in his fake trailer. "What?" Sam asked, still flipping the cell phone and checking its screen. "Have a hot call coming in?" Dean quipped, getting some perverse pleasure when Sam dropped the phone onto the small table between them. "No," he replied defiantly. Sam folded his arms and leaned back away from the phone. Smiling in triumph, Dean closed his eyes and tried to will away his headache. Not even 3 minutes later, and the sound of rustling across from him could only mean one thing. Peeking one eye open proved it. Sam was back at it.
"Seriously, is some fan sending nude pictures or something?"
Dean asked, trying to figure out what could have his brother so wound up. Sam apparently didn't hear him. He was too busy reading something on Jared's phone. "Huh, did you know that in the average lifetime a person will walk the equivalent of 5 times around the equator?" Sam asked.
"My God, you're a freak,"
Dean groaned, getting up to find some damn Advil. There was no stopping Sam when he got like that. Misha had just finished talking to little guy number 3, his least favorite of the little guys. Maybe Misha was just biased, since he knew for a fact that number 3 was not a Mishamigo, and worse, he had no Twitter. Anyone who did not have a Twitter was insane, as far as Misha could tell. A perfect example of that being Jared and Jensen. Neither of them had Twitter or followed Misha, and they had apparently gone insane today. Little guy number 3 was telling him that the crew was sure that Jared and Jensen must have had some sort of head trauma from their window stunt. Misha was loath to admit that it made some sense, but unlike the rest of the crew, he couldn't help but think it was maybe for the better. Jensen was still a standoffish prick, but Jared had been nice at lunch. Misha tried not to think of the bumping knees and rubbing legs. After all, Jared hadn't meant anything by it. The guy was straight. It was Misha's problem if he was suddenly dealing with a brand new attraction to a man he had otherwise been indifferent to. Jared could be a jerk, but he wasn't a mean-spirited person. Misha just needed to keep his head down, maybe get laid, and forget the whole Jared dilemma. Of course, as soon as he thought that, he saw the humongous frame of the actor in question. Jared seemed to be wandering aimlessly around set. If Misha hadn't known that the man had practically lived on the set for 6 years now, then he would have thought it was his first time. He was taking in everything with a curious gaze, akin to a sightseer. Misha would just duck away and hide out in his trailer. He would not deal with his growing crush. "Hey, Jared," Misha chirped, cursing his mouth and waving arm for not following his mind's game plan.
"Hey,"
Jared replied awkwardly, giving a stunted half-wave in return.
"What are you doing?"
Misha asked.
"Got lost?"
"What? No, I'm just walking," Jared said, obviously lying.
"Right."
Misha let it slide. Jared was probably about to go off and set up one of his infamous pranks. Not wanting to get caught up in the middle of anything, Misha made to leave.
"Actually," Jared called after him.
Misha could not understand what the difference was in the way he was now looking at him.
"I might be a bit misplaced."
"Misplaced?" Misha laughed. "How hard did you hit your head?"
Never mind."
Jared blushed. He actually looked sheepish, standing with his head bowed so that the hair curtained most of his expression. Misha did not know what had come over him as he watched Jared start to turn away. He couldn't help reaching out and stopping him. Physical touching was definitely not what his minor, fledgling infatuation needed.
"Hey, don't worry about it. What are you looking for?"
Misha asked.
"Dean, I mean, Jensen. We were waiting to be picked up to be driven home, and I just thought I would check out the set. But I think I got turned around,"
Jared said sheepishly. Misha started to wonder if this was more drug than injury-related weirdness.
How could Jared Padalecki have gotten turned around on the soundstage of the show he had been one of the stars of for 6 years? "Just follow me," Misha offered, giving his best, "I don't think you're crazy, but yeah, you are," smile. It was the one he usually retained for his brother. "So, I guess you and Jensen are back to not talking?" "We're trying to work it out, actually," Jared said awkwardly. Misha didn't blame him. It would be awkward trying to put to rest a 6-year feud. He was dying to ask what had brought on the dramatic change. "So you'll probably see us talking a lot more, if that's okay with you." "Of course that's okay," Misha reassured him. Why Jared would care what Misha had to say was a mystery. However, Misha was definitely going to support this new development. It would make for much better working conditions on set. Laying his hand on Jared's shoulder, he gave it a supportive squeeze. "I know it's probably hard to bury the hatchet after 6 years, but I think it's great. You and Jensen have a lot in common." "Really?" Jared asked curiously. "What?" "You're both from Texas," he pointed out obviously, causing Jared to laugh and shake his head as they continued to walk back towards the gate. "You're great, you know that?" Jared said, shoving his hands into his jacket pockets and hunching his shoulders against the cold Canadian wind. Misha tried to ignore the butterfly effect it had on his innards. "Obviously, I'm Misha Collins." As they walked, Misha couldn't help but pull out his phone and tweet. At Misha Collins. Found lost puppy. Taking one cute puppy named Jared back home. The situation was tense. Misha had been nice enough to walk Sam back to where the driver, Clint, Cliff, was supposed to be picking them up. Sam had even managed to sneak a peek at the tweet Misha had sent out before they had caught up with Dean. He was becoming addicted to Misha's tweets. He could feel it. Dean had not been happy about Misha joining them while they waited for the car to pull up. Sam was trying not to be awkward, standing with his brother and alternate reality boyfriend. It didn't help that Dean was more than happy to ignore the angel lookalike. Misha was blissfully preoccupied by his phone, ignoring them, and Sam was left standing awkwardly between them. He couldn't say anything to Dean about going home or trying the spell Balthazar had used without Misha learning that he wasn't Jared. And Sam couldn't think of anything to say to Misha without Dean finding out that Sam's alter ego was a gay actor banging another gay actor who happened to look like his angel friend. Awkward silence was the only option. A black van with a burly man driving pulled up, the passenger side window rolling down as it crawled to a stop in front of the three men. "Jared, Jensen, you ready to go?" "What about Misha?" Sam asked, blurting it out before he could stop himself. Dean, who was half in the van, leaned back and looked at Sam as if he were insane. Maybe he was, but what sort of boyfriend let his significant other walk home when he had a driver? "I'm good, Jared," Misha said with wide, uncertain eyes. "Jared?" the driver asked. "One minute, guys," Sam said apologetically, using his larger frame to block Dean and the driver's view. "What are you doing?" Misha asked with his easy, unsure smile. Sam was starting to feel himself like that smile a bit too much for someone trying to just act their part. "Come with us," Sam tried to keep his voice steady. "You've never asked me to ride with you guys before," Misha pointed out, his eyebrows raised slightly at Sam's odd behavior. "I just drive home by myself." "Well, that's crap," Sam huffed, hating his alter ego a tiny bit more. "You shouldn't put up with that." "You want me to ride with you and Jen?" Misha asked, still eyeing Sam as if trying to figure out if this was an elaborate joke that was being played on him or not. Taking a deep breath, Sam gently laid a hand on Misha's arm, bringing them a tiny bit closer. "It would really mean a lot to me if you would." "What about my car?" Misha asked. "It'll still be here tomorrow," Sam said, adding mentally that when he and Dean finally made it back to their world, that Jared would probably make him drive himself again. The dick.
Sure. Just give me 1 second," Misha finally said.
Giving Sam another of his brilliant, crooked smiles, Misha brought a hand up to quickly give Sam's shoulder a reassuring squeeze. Pulling away, Sam made sure to duck his head to hide his smile as Misha quickly typed a message into his phone. He felt that addicting buzz in his pocket as his phone received Misha's message. Misha smiled once more and made his way around Sam and into the car, sitting awkwardly in the middle, pressed up against a very disgruntled Dean. Making sure neither Dean nor Misha could see him, Sam quickly checked Jared's phone. At Misha Collins, leaving set in style with J2, boys' night anyone? Misha Collins could not believe he was squished into the back seat between Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki. There was only one possible way this was going to end. Someone was going to be murdered. Jensen, in particular, was glowering out his window with a hardness that Misha did not often associate with the actor. The Jays were not the nicest people to hang out with. They were dicks. But Jensen was acting very Dean-like. Misha didn't really focus too much on it, though. He had other problems, mainly Jared's hand that was resting on top of his thigh. At first, Misha had written it off by how squished together they were. That was all it was. Jared was massive, and the back seat was fairly small. His hand was there because it had no other choice. Then Jared had gone and gently squeezed just above his knee and knocked his shoulder, all while giving him a soft smile, and Misha was starting to think maybe Jared was actually possessed.
"So, where to?"
Cliff asked, his eyes catching Misha's in the rear-view mirror. At his questioning look, Misha could do little more than shrug uncertainly at the driver, who had always been nice to Misha. Misha also happened to know that the man was one of his Misha-migos, which automatically made him cool.
Jensen's, Jared said quickly, shooting small glances between Misha and Jensen that Misha could not understand.
Jared was being very hard to read lately. How had Misha not noticed how complex the man was?
"And where's this guy being dropped?" Jensen hissed at his co-worker.
Misha didn't mind, though, and if the relaxing of Cliff's shoulders was any indication, he too was relieved to see the two actors behave as they normally did.
"He's coming with us," Jared answered in a patient tone.
While this was unexpected, Misha couldn't find it in him to argue. After all, if these two were going to be together, there would need to be a mediator in order to make sure neither one ended up murdering the other. Plus, Misha was not one to miss out on an adventure. This was even crazier than the time he had dressed up in a fluorescent pink Speedo and run through a hotel lobby and kissed the janitor because of a dare made after many shots of tequila.
"If that's cool with you, I mean," Jared asked, getting all flustered and cute.
"Yeah, no, I would love to see Jensen's place," Misha replied, reassuring Jared. He needed to be careful. This new Jared was way too attractive for his own good. If Misha didn't know better, he would think that the man was trying to hit on him. The only thing that kept Misha from thinking that was the fact that, after 2 years, almost three, of acting alongside him, he knew Jared was 100% straight and married. Whatever was going on right now was not flirting.
Exactly what it was, Misha did not know, but he intended to find out.
Great, Jared said softly, smiling at Misha. Not his normal big, flashy, all-teeth smile, but a more subdued and private one. Misha felt unreasonably pleased about this.
Great, Jensen growled, giving Jared a questioning look as if saying, what the hell?
Misha supposed that Jensen was also a bit put off by how nice Jared was being.
Cliff didn't say anything, just drove over the bridge into the heart of Vancouver. Misha pretended not to hear Jensen mutter, Canada, not even in the U.S. anymore.
Instead, he took out his phone and sent a tweet to his followers. If Jared and Jensen were flipping out, taking some weird-ass narcotic of some sort and murdered Misha, he figured his Misha-migos deserved to know what was happening to him.
At Misha Collins. On our way to Jensen's, if I don't make it out alive, I leave my monkey hat to whoever finds my corpse.
Sam was itching to check his phone, but had to wait until they were finally at Dean's mansion? It was huge! The Misha tweets forgotten for the moment, Sam and Dean stood beside each other, gaping up at the huge house in front of them. Holy crap. These actor people must be loaded.
Guys, maybe we should go in? Misha asked, looking at Dean curiously.
Dean jumped, startled out of his amazement at what he got to pretend was his.
Do you always like to stare at your house like that before going into it?
I personally like to spin around 5 times and do a tap dance before going into mine.
Sam tried to hide his snicker. Dean glared at the other man before stomping away to his house, not even bothering to answer Misha. Placing a hand on Misha's back, Sam couldn't help but feel a bit smug at the shiver he felt run down his back. This easy touching was more addicting than Sam had ever thought it could be. He was forced to remind himself that this was just another lie. He was not Jared Padalecki, and he was not Misha Collins's boyfriend. He was just playing the part. Sam had barely entered the house when Dean grabbed his arm and started to drag him away.
"Just give us a second," Dean said, motioning Misha towards the living room that was situated beside the foyer.
Neither Misha nor Sam had a chance to say anything, as Dean successfully maneuvered and manhandled Sam into the kitchen. It was the nicest kitchen Sam had ever been in, full of shiny new appliances and a big, huge island in the middle.
"What the hell?"
Dean asked, flapping his arm toward the doorway, obviously referencing their added guest.
"I mean, what the hell?"
"Look, I had to," Sam said softly, not wanting their guest to overhear them.
"Really? Because it kind of looked like you went out of your way?"
Dean whispered hoarsely, the whisper he used when he really wanted to be yelling, but couldn't. Like when Sam wasn't breaking into a house fast enough, or forgot the silver bullet on a hunt.
"Why are you even talking to the Castiel lookalike?"
"His name is Misha," Sam reminded his brother patiently,
and...
"Don't laugh," Sam said sternly, trying to gather his courage.
"About...
Misha is... It seems that Jared is dating Misha."
"Who's dating what?" Dean asked, getting lost in the jumbled mess of words that had been rushed out of Sam's mouth in less than a millisecond.
"Jared," Sam pointed at himself, "is dating Misha."
Sam gestured in the general direction Misha would be in. There was a moment of stunned silence as Dean just stared at him, and then laughter. Sam tried to frown at him, but he couldn't remember the last time he had seen Dean doubled over, holding his stomach in any way that wasn't pain-induced. Snickering, Sam leaned against the counter, waiting for Dean to get a hold of himself.
"So you're gay?" Dean finally said.
"Apparently." I always said you were a bit girly, Dean teased.
Hey, I can still kick your ass, Sam reminded him.
Yeah, right, Dean scoffed, before grimacing. But doesn't it bother you?
What, that he's a dude?
No, that he, you know, looks like Castiel, Dean said. I mean, I can't even look at him without expecting him to be smiting and stuff, you know?
Not really, Sam replied softly, thinking hard about it. I mean, once you start talking to him, he really isn't like Castiel at all.
Whatever. This still doesn't help with the fact that we need to find a way to locate all the crap we need for that spell. I mean, how are we supposed to do that and babysit your lover boy at the same time?
Okay, first, he is not my lover boy, and I don't know, I'll distract him.
Yeah, I bet you will, Dean smirked.
You start looking up the how we can find the bones of a saint and whatever else Balthazar used, Sam huffed, trying to ignore his brother. He had known since the very beginning that Dean would never let him live this down. Unsurprisingly, he was once again proven right.
Why do I need to do all the research?
Unless you would like to pretend to be Misha Collins's boyfriend, Sam said, purposely using the tone which always drove Dean crazy.
No, Dean flinched. You go be gay with fake Cass, and I'll work out how to get our asses home.
Have fun, Sam quipped before ducking out of the kitchen back towards the living room. He paused just before entering as his phone vibrated. Sure enough, Misha had sent another tweet. At Misha Collins. Apparently all friendship needs is a blow to the head. Who knew? Misha was trying not to be impressed, but damn, Jensen had a nice home. Misha's home was a room in a hotel downtown, since he was only in some episodes and his coverage only lasted a day or two. Jensen's house was big, and his obsession with gadgetry toys was very obvious. Big screen TV, nice stereo system, comfy couch. Misha just needed some beer and pizza, and this would be heaven. Seeing Jared enter, Misha reluctantly put his phone away and smiled up at him. During the car ride over, Misha figured that Jared probably wanted some backup to make things less awkward now that he and Jensen were starting to patch things over. It was the only explanation. Jared joined him on the couch and picked up the remote.
Mind if I turn on the game?
Sounds good, Misha said, shrugging easily as he sprawled over his half of the couch. The only sport game they could find was a hockey game, being played by two teams Misha did not know. About 20 minutes later, Misha was amazed at how comfortable he felt. His feet were tucked up and pressed against Jared's leg as both of them watched the game.
Where's Jensen? Misha asked, glancing around the room as a beer commercial started up.
What? Jared asked, blinking away from the television.
Where's Jensen?
Oh, I don't know, Jared said, shrugging nonchalantly.
Maybe I should go find him, Misha suggested, moving to get up.
Suddenly, Jared's large hands were wrapped around his wrist, stopping him from leaving.
Jared?
Don't worry about Jensen, Jared laughed. He's fine.
Well, I'll just check,
Misha said, but still Jared didn't let go of him. There was a moment of hesitation, and then the next thing Misha knew, Jared had pulled him closer so that his free hand could cup the back of Misha's neck and bring their lips crashing together. It was a bad idea. Obviously, Jared was having some sort of breakdown and was not in his right frame of mind. Misha was going to end this kiss, find Jensen, and make sure Jared got home and pray that a night's sleep was all Jared needed to be back to his normal self.
even if Misha personally liked this other self much better. His body once again seemed to abandon Misha's otherwise superb rationality, because his hand was tangled in Jared's long locks, and his chapped lips were opening a bit more to deepen the kiss. A strong hand, Jared's hand, was on his waist now. Misha barely noticed that hand guiding him to straddle Jared's lap, too preoccupied with the foreign tongue which now ghosted over his lips and penetrated with an overwhelming sense of intimacy. Misha could feel himself get hard, his body flushed as it pressed closer to Jared's. This was going too far, but Misha couldn't help himself. It was too good when he trailed kisses along his jawline. It was just too good and too tempting. Instead of pulling away and saying no, he was pushing himself closer. His hands were rubbing up against his chest and smiling in victory as they found the shirt-clad nipples that made Jared gasp into his mouth. His legs opened wider, trying to find that delicious friction that he craved. It was stupid and it was reckless, and Misha was positive that Jared was in the middle of some sort of mental breakdown, but he couldn't stop. Jared's big hands finally snaked around to the front of his jeans, rubbing over the hard bulge found there, and Misha knew it had to stop. Leaning back, Misha brushed those large hands away. How had he never appreciated those hands before? Misha deserved a damn medal for doing this and saying no to those fucking hands. "What about Jen?" Misha asked, trying to catch his breath. Jen? The fact that Jared looked so confused was not a good sign. Jen. But we never talk, Jared said slowly, eyebrows furrowed in confusion. What? Misha asked. He had thought, until today, that Jared and Genevieve were perfectly happy. With their weird little charities and little nicknames for each other, there had never been any indication of problems in their marriage. Until, well, Jared had started to hit on and then make out with Misha. You said we never talk. What are... Misha broke off, highly confused. When did he ever say that Jared and Jen didn't talk? Moving completely off Jared's lap, Misha sat on the coffee table in front of him. Misha tried to clarify. I'm talking about Jen, you know, the person you are married to. Jen and I are married? Yes. Jared, what's happening to you? First you hit on me, then you forget about Jen. I mean, I know my body is irresistible, but what is it? Some whacked out amnesia? Drugs? What? No, Jared exclaimed. No offense, but you're normally a jerk, Misha pointed out. So I'm not acting like enough of a jerk for you? Jared huffed. No, I like you like you are right now. I just want to make sure this version of you stays. He admitted, starting to raise his hand to reach out and offer comfort, before thinking better of it and dropping his hand back to his side. What's going on, Jared? Is this just some joke? What? No, Jared said so earnestly that Misha felt inclined to believe him. I think I should go. Finally standing up, Misha went to leave, but was once again stopped when Jared also stood up and blocked his path. I'm sorry, he apologized. I didn't... If I had known... We'll just forget about it, Misha lied, edging past Jared. I promise this wasn't a joke. I believe you, Misha said, looking at Jared, who was giving him such an earnest puppy dog expression that he couldn't help but chuckle. Jared, you've had this role for way too long. What do you mean? Jared asked. If I didn't know better, I would think you were Sam Winchester, Misha said. Listen, I'm going to call a cab and go back to the hotel. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Right, Jared said, looking slightly nonplussed at Misha. Tell Jensen I say bye, Misha said. With those parting words, he managed to slip out of the house and pull out his phone. Before calling the taxi company, he just needed to get one thing off his chest. At Misha Collins, my goodness knows no bounds. Deserve a medal after tonight. Night, Mishamigos. Sam put Jared's phone away and flung himself backwards onto the couch. He was completely mortified. How had he mixed up the signs so badly? He had honestly believed that he and Misha were dating, but apparently he was married to Jensen, who played his brother, even though they must have the unhealthiest marriage ever since they don't talk. He had made his alter ego cheat on his brother's alter ego with an angel's alter ego. Just thinking about the kiss had Jared feeling uncomfortably turned on. In less than 10 minutes, he had gone from having a lapful of Misha Collins to being alone and extremely Misha-less. Gay lover boy gone? Dean stood at the doorway, the laptop held in front of him and a smirk on his face. You didn't scare him off, did you? We weren't... Sam gave up trying to explain. What did you find? Well, at first I thought that I would need to go on a little road trip to Mexico, but... Dean pulled out a credit card and flashed a huge smile at Sam. Dude, we are loaded. Sam couldn't think of anything to say, so he smiled distractedly. Anyways, we'll have to convince Cliff to make a stop at the airport so we can pick it up, Dean said, swinging around so that he flopped down onto the couch. Not much to do until then. Sam tried to think of this rationally the morning after. It was better this way. He and Dean would be leaving soon, and Misha would be staying safely tucked away in this magicless world. Sam was sitting with a box full of bones of saints on his lap when Misha sat behind him. He was dismayed to discover that Misha looked just as attractive as ever. He sat with his script in one hand and his ever-present cell phone in the other. Without meaning to, Sam's mind wandered back to the night before, how Misha had felt straddling him, lips grazing over his. Looking away, he could not even manage a smile in Misha's general direction. It was too fresh. The attraction immediately followed by pure embarrassment. Sam's dark, brooding thoughts were interrupted by Dean. "I think we're going to have to act," Dean said softly, so as not to be overheard. And the day continued to go downhill. Misha had wanted to ask what was in the box, ever curious about what the other actors were up to, but after the night before, he actually found himself avoiding Jared. It looked like the full night's sleep was not enough to help Jared and Jensen get back to normal. They were still acting oddly, and Jared kept giving him heated gazes, which did nothing to help Misha's newfound attraction. He liked to think that if they had not been forced to act, maybe everything could have gone on as normal. As it was, as soon as the cameras started to roll, Misha found himself with two people that were not Jared and Jensen. Jared and Jensen would never, ever be this bad at acting. It was as if these two people had never been on a set before. Lines were messed up, even made up. Marks were missed and hands were flying all over the place. Misha watched in horror as he realized that something was seriously wrong with these two men. It was not just drug-related or something. This was something major and life-changing. Trying to shake the feeling that the two people he had been dealing with were completely different people, Misha had wandered off to the seats when the director called cut and gave them 5. For once in his life, he could not think of what to tweet. That J2 were insane? That they needed medical help because apparently they had forgotten any acting ability they had ever had? Misha thought of the kiss, the passionate hands, and the persistent lips, and he felt himself turn back around and head back to Bobby's set. Whatever Jared was going through, he should be there to help him. He was greeted by the sound of crashing as Jared and Jensen jumped through another stunt window, without a safety mat to break their fall.
"Are you okay?"
Sam was groaning on the ground as he felt hands grab his arms and help him up. Misha Collins, dressed as Castiel, was staring at him with such concern that Sam could only groan once more and look over at his brother.
"Damn it, Sam,"
Dean growled, not yet realizing that Misha had joined them.
"That should have worked."
"To do what? Give you a concussion?" Misha asked. Dean straightened up and sent Sam a slightly panicked look when he realized they were not alone.
"Nothing, just acting stuff,"
Dean lied, but Misha was having none of that.
"Stop it, both of you. That had nothing to do with acting. That was you two being fucking crazy for the last 24 hours, so we are not going anywhere until you tell me exactly what is going on with you two,"
Misha told them sternly.
"We're..." Sam started to say, but Dean cut him off.
"Sam!" "Oh, God," Misha muttered, his face paling dramatically.
"Do you guys... do you really think that you are Sam and Dean?"
"Don't be crazy," Sam tried to scoff, but it was forced and awkward.
"You do,"
Misha confirmed for himself, burying his head in his hands.
"Listen, we'll tell Kripke and he'll get you guys some help."
"What? To hell we're going to talk to some therapist. We are not crazy," Dean said.
"Of course you are," Misha muttered.
"No, really, we are Sam and Dean," Sam said earnestly, grabbing Misha's arms and waiting for him to finally look him in the eye.
"Ask us anything, anything only Sam and Dean would know."
"You act these parts. You would know everything or make something up to fill in the blanks," Misha shook his head.
"Like how Castiel likes swings better than slides because he would rather be flying towards heaven than descending into hell. I made that up, but I believe it, because I act that part. Whatever you think you know about Sam and Dean, you are confused. I mean, what? You thought you would do some spell and jump through a window and be back in your world? Look around you. This is the world. You're just confused. I'll help however I can, but I'm not going to let you hurt yourself."
"You said last night that I was different," Sam said, pleading with him. "You know that it's true. We are not Jared and Jensen."
"What you're saying is impossible," Misha argued.
"Why don't we move this lover's spat somewhere a bit more private?" Dean suggested, making Sam realize how close the two of them had moved together, with Sam's hands still gripping Misha's arms. Some PAs had started to stare, and the director himself was eyeing them speculatively. Sam let go and stepped back.
"Right," Sam agreed, and he saw Misha nod.
As they walked, Misha eyed them as if expecting them to break down at any minute. Sure enough, he pulled out his phone, and Sam could feel the tweet hit Jared's phone with that satisfying buzz. At Misha Collins. J2 are really in character today. A tiny bit scary. Misha was trying to think of some way to convince the brothers that they needed to get some professional help. It was weird that they were having the same shared hallucination, but at the same time, it was more likely than the other option, which was that there was a world out there with angels, demons, and the Winchester brothers. It just didn't seem likely. In fact, it felt the opposite of likely. They walked past the green screen Impala, walked up into the sewer stage, and ran into an extra. Or Misha thought they had run into an extra, but Jared and Jensen had frozen in fear, and the extra came at Jensen, raising his hand. It happened so fast that Misha could barely remember more than a blur. One second the actor was raising his hand the way angels would smite in the show. Then there were hands pulling him around, Jared shielding him from the extra. There was a second of silence as everyone froze.
"Sorry, dude. Mojo free zone," Jensen said.
And if Misha had not just witnessed the horrible acting of 10 minutes prior, Misha would have thought he was in character. He didn't have long to mull things over, though, because holy shit, Jensen was punching an extra. "Hey!" Misha yelped, already imagining the lawsuits just waiting to happen. "No magic in the house," Jared was saying as he stalked towards the extra. Oh no, the shared hallucination seemed to make them think this freak was an angel.
"Which makes you nothing but a dick,"
Jensen was saying. Fists started to fly so fast that Misha did the only thing he could think of. Unfortunately, his quick thinking usually ended up being a bad idea, like the stripper in Vegas. In this case, it resulted in Misha jumping into the middle of a fist fight that was being fought between two insane men and an extra. Misha expected to be hit, maybe even shoved aside, but he did not expect the extra to call him Castiel and try to strangle him. Apparently, hallucinations were the new craze. Just as the fingers around his neck tightened, and Misha could do little more than gasp for breath, Jared was slamming into the guy, spinning him around and pummeling his face. Gasping for air, Misha saw the stuntmen come to grab Jared and pull him off the freak. The guy reached into Jared's pocket and ran off set, clutching something tight.
"Stop him!"
Misha gasped, his throat rough from where the fingers had pressed tightly down. This was insane. Unfortunately, by the time the stunt guys had run after the guy that had attacked them, there was no sign of him. "Jared, you can't just go beating up extras," Lou Bolo, the stunt coordinator, was lecturing.
"He was protecting me," Misha protested. "That extra, he jumped me. If Jared and Jensen hadn't stepped in, the makeup girls would be putting in some overtime, or someone would be casting a new vessel for Castiel."
"Is that true, boys?"
Lou asked, eyeing Jared and Jensen suspiciously.
"Yep,"
Jensen said, giving his best boyish charm smile.
"I'm still going to need to tell Bob, and we'll need to phone Sarah," Lou said apologetically. "We'll be sure to tell everyone to look out for this guy. Maybe you guys should head back to your trailers. Between this and the broken window, I'm not sure we'll be getting back to shooting anything."
"Ah, shoot," Jensen said, suppressing a smile. He looked positively delighted to not have to act. Misha followed the Jays back to Jensen's trailer. He waited until the flimsy metal door was closed before he freaked out.
"What the hell was that?" he yelled.
"That was an angel from our dimension," Jensen said smugly.
"Shut up, Dean,"
Jared huffed. "Misha, look, we were telling you the truth. Balthazar's spell sent us to this world where there is no magic and our lives are a television show. That extra was an angel called Virgil. He's trying to steal the key that will unlock the weapons of heaven."
"That's impossible."
"I am Sam, that is Dean, and we are real. We are not crazy."
"No," Misha shook his head. "You're Jared."
"Would Jared do this?" Jared crashed his lips against Misha's, pressed his body up close until Misha was backed against the fish tank. It was hard and rough, bodies rubbing and hands moving, unsure where to go. There was tongue and Jared's hands, Sam's hands, cupping his ass and grinding closer. As Sam once more urged his body to rock against his, Misha could do little other than arch back and gasp into Sam's mouth. An awkward cough brought them apart. Dean was standing in the middle of the room, blushing and looking at the big screen TV with interest.
"So,
"You're Sam Winchester," Misha finally said. As Sam's face broke into a relieved grin, Misha felt his stomach do a little twist. "And you are Dean Winchester."
"One and only," Dean said cockily.
"And there is an actual Castiel," Misha continued, ignoring Dean and looking intensely at Sam.
"Yes, there is," Sam said softly, his relieved smile dimming.
"Misha, are you okay?"
"Yeah, I'm fine." Misha mentally winced at how not fine he sounded.
"I think I might be having a mental breakdown, but yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm...
"You're freaking out," Sam chuckled. "Sit down."
"Wait, you're Sam," Misha said suddenly, as if he was just realizing that.
"So you don't know anything about Jared?"
"From what I've learned, he sounds like a bit of an ass," Sam shrugged, unconcerned by the whole situation.
"So that's why you didn't know you were... Jared was married," Misha announced, happy to finally put one mystery to rest.
"What?" Dean chirped up. "You and Misha are hitched here?"
"What?" Misha yelped.
"No," Sam rebutted. "Apparently we're married."
Dean looked like he was about to throw up.
"But we don't talk," he argued.
"That's what I said."
"You two aren't married, you're brothers."
Misha started to wonder what messed up incest triangle he had entangled himself in.
"I think I'm going to be sick,"
Dean muttered.
"No, our actor selves are married," Sam explained.
"Where the hell did you hear that?" Misha demanded.
"You told me last night when we were about to... you know," Sam said, blushing.
"No, you and Jen."
"Yeah, me and Jen," Sam agreed, pointing to him and Dean.
"Genevieve," Misha shouted. "Jared's straight."
"Oh," Sam said, thinking back on the conversation.
Oh, oops.
"I need a drink,"
Dean grumbled, slinking down to sit at the table.
"I thought we were together," Sam admitted to Misha.
"What? Why'd you think that?" Misha asked, staring at the interdimensional traveler.
"Well, your tweets," Sam mumbled lowly.
"You were reading my tweets?"
"How?"
Apparently Jared set his cell up to get notifications from your Twitter account," Sam said. "And you were talking about lunch dates and views, and I just thought... nothing. It was just stupid."
"Well, that explains how Jared got that picture of me in drag," Misha said slowly, thinking back to all the tweets of the past few days.
"So, you were just playing a part?"
"Yes, no, not like that," Sam stuttered.
"So us kissing was just playing a part?"
"No, I didn't do that because... I did that because I wanted to," Sam said lowly, stepping so close that Misha could feel the heat coming off Sam's body.
"Okay," Dean said suddenly. Misha had completely forgotten about him.
"I'm leaving before I blow my brains out.
Thank you for mentally scarring me. I hate you both." Neither Sam nor Misha moved as Dean slammed the door of the trailer on his way out. The air was filled with tension, waiting to see which one would break first, which one would be the first to touch, taste, take. Misha wasn't patient enough to wait any longer. He grabbed Sam's shoulders and went straight for his mouth. The kiss was surprisingly gentle, despite the urgent hands which were removing the trench coat he was still wearing. As Misha helped Sam unbutton the undershirt, Sam's mouth trailed down. Flicking his tongue against Misha's nipples caused him to arch and his knees to buckle. They needed to get vertical before Misha made an ass of himself.
Hooking his fingers just inside Sam's pants, he maneuvered them to the couch. Somehow Sam also lost his shirt in the process, but Misha was too preoccupied by the hand now rubbing his erection through his pants.
"I don't have anything," Misha gasped. "Condoms, lube, it's all at home, I don't..."
Sam's hands trailed up his chest and his kisses trailed along his jawline until he finally got to his ear.
"I can think of a few other things we could do."
Misha was not one to complain. He let Sam take charge, let him slowly unzip his pants and leave Misha naked and aroused on the couch as he took off the rest of his clothes. Oh, how the Misha Migos would love a picture of that. Sam Winchester, fully naked. It was a delicious sight, and Misha felt a greediness he had never anticipated before. For once, he did not want to share with Twitter because this was his and his alone. Finally, Sam was back where he belonged, between Misha's thighs, kissing a trail down his chest and abdomen, to his hip and his inner thigh. Misha let his head fall back, crying out for Sam to do more, and now, and how he needed it. Finally, Misha could feel his cock enveloped in a wet heat which made him cry out. It was perfect and great, and he needed more. Sam, however, was pure evil, and after only a few pumps, he started to kiss a trail back up Misha's chest. Misha's curses were muffled by a hand and rough kisses as Sam forced Misha down onto the couch. As their erections rubbed, Sam took one of those wonderful hands and fisted them together. It didn't take too long before Misha was lying sated, with Sam a heavy weight on top of him. Pushing Sam so that he was not quite suffocating him, Misha reached for the trench coat, which was just barely within reach. Grabbing his phone, he couldn't help but smile when he heard the telltale vibration of Jared's phone. At Misha Collins. Best sex you will ever have is with fictional characters. Trust me.
We've got a problem.
Dean burst through the doors, only to be met with two very naked asses. Turning away and shielding his eyes, he yelled out,
"Oh God, cover up."
"Sorry," Sam apologized, awkwardly finding his pants and Misha's in the pile of strewn clothing. "We're decent."
"What are you trying to do? Give me nightmares?"
Dean growled, still not having turned around.
"Actually, we were trying to have..."
Misha started to say, but Sam intercepted him.
"What's the problem?"
Finally turning around, Dean still didn't look too happy about their half-naked attire.
"Some PA was killed in some alley not far from here. From what I can gather, since you two were too busy humping your brains out, it looks like Virgil. Apparently, he had some sort of cup and used the blood to talk to someone called, get this, Raphael. He's leaving, soon, and for the love of, would it kill you two to put on shirts?"
"Are you intimidated by my sexiness?" Misha asked seriously.
"Here," Sam said, before Dean could answer, handing Misha a shirt.
"Misha, you just stay here, okay? Dean and I will go check this out."
"Sure,"
Misha said, careful not to show any signs of anything other than obedience.
"You guys know what you're doing. I'll stay right here."
"Okay," Sam hesitated, and then leaned forward to gently kiss Misha's lips. It was a goodbye kiss. Sam thought they would never see each other again. Smiling bittersweetly, Sam left Misha in Jensen's trailer. Misha waited for 20 seconds before putting on his shirt and sneaking out after them. He would be damned if he let Sam Winchester go before he had even had a chance to have full-out sex with him. That's when the first gunshot blasted through the air. Sam came charging out from behind the set and threw his arms wide. "Hey!" he yelled before flinging himself to the side, narrowly missing the gunshot fired his way. It was close, but it was just enough to distract Virgil and let Dean get the jump on him. As they flew backwards into the motel set, Sam ran forward, bursting through the fake door to help tackle the angel to the ground. As Dean kept punching the angel in the face, Sam was getting more and more frantic. The pockets were empty. How could the pockets be empty?
Hey!
Sam looked up and felt his heart drop. Misha Collins was running towards them, thankfully not in Cass's trench coat, but in the white button-up and trousers.
Don't worry, he dropped this when Dean knocked him flying.
Sure enough, there in his hands was the stupid plastic key that Balthazar had unfairly thrust into their protection. As Misha finally caught up, Sam couldn't help but give him one quick kiss, never mind that his brother was still right there.
Damn it, Sam!
Raphael! Dean yelled out a warning. A glance behind him showed the appearance of a sigil on the window.
Run!
Sam shouted, but it was too late. An invisible hook was yanking all three of them backwards.
Give me the key,
the female Raphael demanded, and Misha couldn't help it. When he was stressed or scared, he laughed. And in this case, he was both.
Mish, unless you want to die a painful death, shut up,
Sam muttered under his breath.
I see. So you have the key.
Raphael turned those sharp eyes onto Misha, and he felt a sort of giddiness. This was ridiculous. He was in another dimension, and an archangel was asking for a key to a stupid locker.
Sure,
Misha shrugged, ignoring Sam and Dean's cry of dismay as he tossed the key to Raphael.
Calm down, guys. The key doesn't do anything.
What do you mean? Raphael demanded.
More pressingly, how did you know?
A new voice harked up. There stood Balthazar. Looking back at Sam and Dean's blank and confused faces, Misha sighed.
You two never bothered to read the script, did you?
What? Sam asked. It was all there. The key was really a distraction set up by Balthazar so he could find all of the weapons he hid and give them to Cass. And Cass is about to show up any minute and show his wings, have a badass motherfucker moment, as the fans would say. Raphael will then flee for its life, and Castiel will zap you back to Bobby's. Only this time, it's with me, and I plan to find lube and condoms and have sex with Sam, Misha explained patiently.
I do like your priorities, Balthazar said, appraising the newest addition.
This is foolish, Raphael stormed. It's impossible.
No, Castiel said, as he showed up right behind Raphael. This man is correct. I have the weapons of heaven. I would suggest you leave now if you wish to leave.
There was a slight pause before, with the sound of fluttering wings, Raphael disappeared.
Oh, Misha groaned, realizing something.
What? Sam asked. Are you okay?
Fine. I just realized since this is another dimension and everything, I'll have to make a new Twitter account, won't I?
Epilogue. At Misha Collins. Just arrived in your dimension. Liking it so far. Lots of hot men. At Misha Collins. Loving my new home. She's sleek, black, and likes to move around a lot. At Misha Collins. Just got the hurt my baby bro and I'll kill you speech. Scared for my life now. At Misha Collins. Successfully completed my first hunt. I ain't afraid of no ghost. At Misha Collins. At Lil Fantasy. Yes, that means I hunt ghosts. Doesn't everyone? At Misha Collins. I am stocking up on my salt supply. I suggest not stopping at McDonald's in Prospect, New York. at Misha Collins. Once again met an angel. It's like looking into a mirror. At Misha Collins. At Jamie B. Hottest man ever. Only one choice. Picture of shirtless Sam Winchester attached. At Misha Collins. At Jamie B. Sorry, he's taken. At Misha Collins. Demons are freaking crazy. Getting my first tat tomorrow. Is it lame mine is going to match my boyfriend's? At Misha Collins. Dean thinks my Twitter gives away too much info and I should stop. So I am posting a pic of him shirtless. At Misha Collins. Sorry for the break. Dean broke my phone and I finally bought a new one. At Misha Collins. How do you stop someone from sucking up purgatory souls? Any suggestions? At Misha Collins. At Lil Fantasy. Intervention, How I Met Your Mother style, sounds promising. At Misha Collins. At Homie for Life. Why do people think this is a joke? I'm serious. He's going to explode. At Misha Collins. At Lil Fantasy. He threatened to kill me, so the intervention didn't really work. At Misha Collins. At Lil Fantasy. Not in so many words, but the intent was very clear. I used to act as his character, so I know. At Misha Collins. Great news! The sexy Sammy is finally on Twitter. Follow him at SamW. At Misha Collins. At SamW. By the way, I like your dick. At SamW. At Misha Collins. First, how did you get so many followers? Second, I thought you loved my dick. At Misha Collins. At SamW. I'll prove my love to it tonight. And people follow because I am awesome. At SamW. At Misha Collins. You're crazy. At Misha Collins. At SamW. And you love it. The end.